The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
Well, this is
old man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And you know, interestingly, I've been using this theme song, We're in the Money, for what? I've been doing this show now for 20 years, I think. 1995 is when I saw 24 years. My goodness, I've been doing this show for 24 years. That's insane. But I've been using that theme song pretty much the entire time. And the interesting thing is that that theme song was the song they played after the Great Depression was over. You know, old man recession, depression, you are through, you have done us wrong. So I don't know. I hope it doesn't offend anybody that I'm playing that now, given the circumstances of where we are now. But anyway, we are at this is Money Matters, and I am your host, Ken Moray. And I'm the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're going to talk this show extensively about what's going on in the markets, what you should do now. If you do sell, which I'm going to talk about, where would you put your money if you did that? We're going to have an hour-long discussion about all the things that we as a firm have been talking about all during this whole thing with the market going down. And we'll talk a little bit about the credit markets, the bond markets, which I believe is the biggest threat to our economy, even bigger than the stock market crashing. I'll explain that in just a moment. And so over this last week, as we've been strategizing our investment committee, and the investment committee that we have at our firm are the same four people. There's me and three other people, Eli Dragon, Doug Dyer, and Doug Bartle. And the four of us were the same investment committee, the same brain trust that was doing what we're doing now during 2008. And 2008 is a long time ago, but the lessons from that are very similar. The lessons we learned from that, should I say, are very similar to what's going on now with the stock market behaving as it is, and then the follow-on to the credit markets, the bond markets, and all of the decisions that we're making now with regard to how we manage our clients' monies are eerily similar to what we were doing in 2008. Now, we have a core value, which is that, you know, we want to help as many people have a secure retirement as possible. And if you are inclined, and I have to be very careful in this show because I want you to understand that I'm coming from a place of love. And, you know, if we don't get another client out of this, it doesn't matter to me. I want you guys to have financial security. And a lot of you don't know how to do it. And if you don't, I would like to have the opportunity to be able to help you to do that, just as we did with our clients in 2008. So right now, as you may know, we in our firm, we believe that for people who are retired or retiring soon, that it is very important that you protect your principal. And the reason why we believe that is because you don't have wages when you're retired, you're living on your money, And if we want your money to last as long as you do, which is our prime directive, then we have to protect the engine of the income you're going to get for the rest of your life, and that's the money you have now. And so for us, it's a totally different dynamic, a different way of thinking than perhaps you might be thinking if you were, in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, where, if you take a big loss, it's okay because you've got 20 or 30 years ahead of you to make it back, and you also have wages, so you can live on that, and, you can add to your money through your 401k and all that kind of stuff. So this is a very different situation. And so our philosophy, therefore, to have a mechanism to be able to engage that philosophy, we've developed a strategy that we call Invest and Protect. And that strategy told us in November of 2007 to advise our clients, and I advise all of you listening to this radio show and all of you getting my weekly market alert email, that it was time to get out of equities. And so that same signal came last early March, early this month. And so you can go back and listen to the shows and you can hear what I said about it then. But be that as it may, where we sit right now is we have sold our equities. We don't have any stocks. And I'm going to talk in the next segment as to, is it too late for you to do that? What should you think about if you're thinking you should do it or not, and you're on the horns of that dilemma? I want to give you some of our thoughts about that. But in the meantime, I want to go over the parallels that we're seeing right now in this market versus what we saw in 2008. So initially what happened was we saw the stock market start to fall as we're seeing now, as we've seen. And then what happened was because fear was so high, it became more and more difficult to find money, okay? Because, for example, I'll give you a quick story. I thought that with the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates, it might be a good time to refinance your mortgage. And I looked into what mortgage rates were doing. And the Federal Reserve, when they lowered the interest rates in their panic sessions, which I'm very upset at them for doing that, I think they scared everybody to death and made things worse. But be that as it may, when they lowered the interest rates, I thought interest rates would go down. Well, they didn't. They went up. Mortgage rates are up 1% to 2% right now. And why is that? Well, the reason is that banks have to borrow money from investors to have the money to lend to you for your mortgage or for whatever you're trying to borrow money against. And so they're going out to the investment community and they're saying, we need money to lend. And the investment community is saying, are you kidding me? With what's going on right now, I'm not going to lend you money unless you pay me, 4 or 5% versus, what the treasury rate right now, which is zero. So what's happening is that people who have cash are not willing to let go of that cash unless they're paid a very big premium. And that's exactly what happened in 2008. Now, the other thing that has happened, which did not happen in 2008, is that treasuries. So treasuries are supposed to be the safest investment on the planet Earth. And they're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States, the most powerful economy, the world's reserve currency, et cetera. And even people who wanted to sell their treasuries last week saw that they had to sell their treasuries at 95 cents on the dollar. So even the safest investment in the world, nobody was going to buy it from you unless you gave them a 5% premium. So that did not happen even in 2008. So the credit markets are incredibly important to our economy. And the reason I say that is because if the stock market went to zero, that's people's investments. And in theory, if you have a job and you have wages, your investments are zero, but you still have a job, you still have income, you can still live. So even though the stock market crashing is very detrimental to the economy, it's basically a wealth going away. What makes the bond market so important is that it is the money that people use to pay bills with. It's the money that people use to make payroll. It's the money that is the lifeblood of the economy. And so right now, money is very, very tight. So I'm anticipating that the Federal Reserve is probably going to come out with a $2 trillion, if I think they should come out with a $5 trillion lending window, where what they come in is they basically say, kids, come and get your money. It's free. You can, McDonald's, we're going to lend you the money for free. Airlines free. Everybody, we've got $5 trillion. We'll print as much money as it takes, and you guys can have the money, no interest until things turn around, and then you'll start paying it back at that time. If they do that, I think that'll calm the credit markets down, and liquidity will return. And I think that now, will they do it? I don't know. They're the ones that panicked everybody by lowering interest rates so dramatically in the first place. So my confidence right now in the Fed needs to be restored. But be that as it may, the important thing right now is that you need to remain calm and not panic when it comes to your investments. You know, one of the things that we always talk about is that panic decisions are not good decisions, right? But if you think through what you want to do and you understand what it is you're doing and why you're doing it, and you've done it in a logical way, then decisions that might appear to be a panic, but you've thought through them logically, are not a panic decision. And what I'm talking about is, you know, whether or not you should consider getting out of investments right now and sitting on the sideline. Now, some people would say that if you did that, that you're panicking and you're selling at the bottom. I can tell you that in 2008, you know, when the market, the S&P was down about 20%, we had, you know, seminars with people who are asking, is it too late for me to get out? And my answer was, too late compared to what? I don't know at this point, you know, whether it's too late or not. And so in the next segment, I'm going to go through the thinking that that we go through, that we talk when we talk with a prospective client, you know, when they ask us that question, or at our seminars, how we answer that question. So what I'd like you to do, you know, and again, I have to be very careful here, because, you know, we've talked about it in our investment committee and in our management meetings and all that. And at this point, you know, we want to be about helping people. We want to be about doing everything we can, basically, to help society, to help you guys to have the best financial security given all this going on as possible. However, just listening to the show, I can't really do it for you, okay? So what I would encourage you to do is, if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. If you go there, click on Meet with an Advisor, and what that'll enable you to do is to talk to one of our retirement planners, okay? And they'll sit down with you and they'll talk with you, and our goal is to talk with you about it, help you to build a plan on what to do right now, and if we can help you, fantastic, and if not, that's fine too, okay? So there's no charge or obligation for that. And we're also doing everything virtual now. So we don't have any live face-to-face. We're set up, thankfully, to be able to do everything via, essentially, it's a version of FaceTiming or Skyping, and it's similar to that, where we can show you our screen, you can show us your screen, and we can talk and see each other, and you can turn your camera off so we don't have to see you if you don't want us to. So anyway, our website is rpoa.com, and if you'd like to talk to one of our people and see what you need to do, then you know, please do. But also subscribe to my Market Alert email, which is online as well. If you go to our website, rpoa.com. And just like the consultation, the meeting with our retirement planners, that's at no charge to you. And so is the Market Alert email that we send out. There's no charge to you for subscribing to that. And I'd like to be able to get that information out to you. So our website, again, is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you should do now and what you should be thinking about. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morife.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Pennies from heaven. And boy, could we use some of those right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Money Matters with Ken Morife. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morife. And I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And that's who this show is generally designed for. And we work now with over 9,000 families in 43 states. And what I'm doing during this show is I'm sharing with you what we are talking with our clients about. and how we are guiding them through this this terrible storm that we're going through, both emotional and medical and financial. It's like everything is hitting all at the same time. And so hopefully you'll get some ideas from the show on what to do. Our website is rpoa.com. We have a lot of resources on there for you to help educate yourself on what you should be doing right now and what we think you should be doing. And in a lot of ways, you know, this what's going on right now, the reason for it is different. But the way the market is behaving, and I say the stock market, the S&P and the Dow and the bond market, how the markets are behaving is very similar to the way they were behaving in 2008, where, you know, there was a lot of panic. Markets were going down so rapidly. And then we had the bond market seize up in 2008, and it got very tight last week. I hope the Federal Reserve will act to relieve some of that stress that's in the system right now. I think they will. I hope they will. But I just want you to know that the team that was guiding our clients through 2008, and as you may know, we have an invest and protect strategy. And in 2008, we counseled our clients during that entire year to not be in any stocks, in any equities. And in fact, our buy signal didn't come until June of 2009. So for 18 months, we were telling everybody on the air during my radio show, our clients, that the stock market was just too dangerous to be in. And that's what we're doing right now as well. Okay, so we essentially sold our equities, all of our stocks earlier this month. And so we're sitting right now on the sideline with that. And so like I said, you may be wondering, you know, should you do the same? Is it too late to do that? What should you do and all that? So what I want to do now is talk with you about if you were to come in and say, you know, you're a prospective client, we sat down with you, we went through stuff, you know, what is it that we would say to you in terms of what you should do now? So the first thing that we would do with you is we would calculate a number that we call your magic number. So the magic number is the amount of money that we think you need to have to support the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life. So this is the number that either you need to have if you want to retire, if you're not there yet, or it's the number that you need to have if you are already retired. And of course, that's in our opinion, you know, and it's what we've been doing for 25 years now with our clients. And so it's what we think is a very important number to know. Now, the magic number is basically if you take all of the income sources that you have during your retirement. So you probably will have Social Security. You may have some rental income. You may have a pension. You may have an inheritance coming, whatever it may be, the sources of income that you'll have during your retirement. And then what we want to do is we want to subtract from that all of the expenses that you will have while you are retired as well. So your cost of living, your you know, if you're gonna do any traveling, although I guess that's not gonna happen anytime soon, but if you were to, any leisure activities, you know, your groceries, your utilities, if you have children in college, you know, you're paying for that potentially. So all of those kind of things, all those expenses, we want to take those into account as well. So then what we do is we take all of the sources of income that you have and we subtract from the income your expenses. And the expenses that you have normally will be higher than your sources of income. In most cases, what happens is that people's expenses are more than their Social Security, et cetera, and the difference needs to be made up by their investments. So that difference, the amount of money that you still need to cover your cost of living, has to come from your investments. So let's say that that number is $40,000. Well, what you do now is you multiply that number by 25, and that will give you, in the example here, $1 million. So if you need $40,000 in addition to all your other sources to cover your cost of living, then in our estimation, you'll need about $1 million to do that. So that $1 million, the other way of looking at it, it's $1 million at 4% equals $40,000. It's just a different way to getting to that 4% rule that we use. Now, the magic number is very important because let's say your magic number is $1 million and you have $2 million. Well, if you have $2 million, you could lose $1 million and still have your magic number. So in that circumstance, you know, you don't want to lose that $1 million, but it's you know, you can. And by the way, I use $1 million just because it's my favorite number. And I know that the vast majority of you listening to this show don't have $1 million. I understand that. But it's just a round number, and it's a fun number to use. Now, if your magic number is $1 million, you have $2 million, you could lose $1 million and still be okay. However, if you have $1 million and you lose $1 million, guess what? You are not okay. So the question of, you know, should I sell now or not is based on two factors. You know, one factor in our view is how close to your magic number are you? Because if you have your magic number, our view is, you know, just it's better safe than sorry. Let's get it out of harm's way. Let's protect that magic number, and let's wait for another day to fight this battle. There's no point in being in with all this risk if your magic number, if you're there. Now, the other thing that we look at whenever we make decisions for our clients in terms of how we invest their money is we look at what we call, what is the biggest mistake? Okay, we always ask that question. What's the biggest mistake we can make here? And a lot of times people are frozen in terms of wanting whether they should sell or not by I'll miss out on it going up. Okay, so that would be a mistake. If it rebounded here and went up a lot, you made a mistake, and so that's one mistake. But you got to consider the other mistake. The other mistake is that it keeps going down from here as it has in other bear markets. And if that were to happen, you know, and now you don't have your magic number anymore, then is that a bigger mistake? So which one's the biggest mistake you can make? That it bounces back and you miss out on that, or that it goes down from here and now you're financially distressed? Okay, in our view, the second one is the biggest mistake. And that's why that's our philosophy with our clients. And this is driven by the fact that we work with people who are retired or retiring soon. Now, I want to tell you that we're very concerned about all of you. You know, one of our core values is everyone deserves love. And so I know how much angst and concern there must be out there for all of you. And what I encourage you to do is to go to our website, rpoa.com, and click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do is we'll sit down with you and talk about your retirement plan. We'll go through that whole process with you, and we'll do it at no charge or obligation. Okay, we want to help as many people as we can during this crisis. And, you know, so please let us help you. And if you go to rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com, you'll be able to meet with an advisor. You also can listen to previous podcasts of this show. You can watch videos. You can learn about our buy, hold, and sell strategy and all kinds of stuff. But most importantly, talk with one of our retirement planners. Don't panic and do anything by yourself. Talk to somebody that might walk you through it. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about, okay, well, if you decide you do want to sell, where do you put your money? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And we are back. I thought I'd add a little levity to a very serious show and very serious circumstances. And that right there was the theme song. If you're old enough to remember this, you are an old person. And that is Father Knows Best. And you may remember the actor there, Robert Young, right? And he was also Marcus Welby, MD. When I was a little boy, I remember that show was on all the time. But anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. And, you know, we're talking on this show about what to do given all that is going on in the world right now with your investments and your finances and your retirement planning. And so if you're not familiar with our firm, it's Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And therefore, our approach to how we manage your money and how we think about things is perhaps different than the approach that somebody who works with younger people, you know, in their 20s and 30s or maybe even 40s would be thinking. So we think very defensively. And in the first two segments of the show, if you didn't hear them, I encourage you to go online, our website, rpoa.com, and we podcast the show, and you can listen to the first two segments. In those first two segments, I talked about what's going on right now that we see in the markets with the stock market, the bond market, and also what you should do now and how you should decide what you should do and that kind of thing. All right. And so this is the same process that we've used that we used in 2008. And, you know, right now, the way the stock market is behaving is very similar to the way that it behaved in 2008, although in some ways it's worse. And also the bond market is doing about the same, a lot of the same symptoms of of tightening up and you know of lack of liquidity and the freezing up of the credit markets, all that kind of stuff is happening a little bit the same way as it did in 2008. So, and the team that we had at the time, the four brain trust people that guided our clients through 2008, are the same people that are here at the firm still, making decisions for our clients and making all the decisions as to how to navigate through these very challenging times. So we have a core value that says that you know, everyone deserves love. We want to help as many people as possible. And so I'm devoting this show to helping you to be able to think through what you should be doing right now. And if I'm going to offer you at no charge to talk to one of our retirement planners, and no obligation, no charge, we'll part friends regardless of what happens. But if you want to talk to somebody to help you to navigate this, to soundboard off of what's going on, our website, rpoa.com, click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll sit down with you. We'll do it virtually, you know, with all the stuff that's going on. It's not a good idea to meet face-to-face. And so we're set up to do it via Zoom, which is where you can see us. We can see you, too, if you'd like. You can turn your camera off, but we can show you our screen. We can work through the whole process with you and do it all virtually so you don't have to leave your home to do it. So our website, again, is rpoa.com. Now, in the last segment, I talked about, you know, how you should decide whether you should get out now or not. So what I want to talk about in this segment is, let's say you have made the decision that you're going to sell. So where do you put the money if you're going to do that? Okay. And so this is what we're doing. If we're going to get out, if we're going to go into cash, if we're going to get out of harm's way that we think is coming our way, then we don't want to go from the frying pan into the fire. Okay, so we don't want to go from selling what we think is risky and that we're concerned that it's going to go down more and hurt us, and then put it into something that does that as well. So that wouldn't be very productive. So therefore, in these times, as it was in 2008, we think the best thing to be in is in a money market fund or in cash. And there are two kinds of money market funds for you to think about. One is a traditional money market fund, which is backed by corporate bonds, one-day bonds, but there's another one that is called government bonds. What we're doing with our clients is the government bond version, because in 2008 the private sector money market fund was also at risk. Now the Federal Reserve stepped in and insured all of it, and it was the problem averted. But there was a moment there where it looked like the private sector money market funds were going to break the buck, as they call it, which is not what anybody wants. So to avoid that, we prefer the government bond money market fund. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. And right now, it's the strongest government and economy in the world. So therefore, it's in our view, the safest place to put it. So that's where we would go. So if you did make the decision that you did want to get out, and again, don't panic and do this. Talk to somebody and walk it through logically. But if you have made that decision, then money market fund, government bond money market fund is what we would what we're doing with our clients. Now, if you want to, as I said, sit down and talk with one of our retirement planners, our retirement advisors, we'll do that with you. We'll sit down. We'll look at where you are now, what your goals are. And I talked in the second segment of the show about your magic number. We'll help you calculate that to see where you stand versus where you want to be. And we'll talk about strategy with you as to what to do right now. We want to help as many of you to have financial security as we can. The more we do, the better it is. It's our social duty, since that's our area of expertise that we can help with. So our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. So if you go there, then hopefully we can help you. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, since we believe that selling, and by the way, we told our clients, we sold our equities in early this month, okay? So right now, we made the decision that we do not want the downside risk. Now, one of the things that people might say is, no, you shouldn't do that because the market always comes back. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And you know, as he just said, I wish I could give you guys all kinds of stuff, but I think by doing this show, hopefully I can play my part in helping us get past all of these terrible times that we're in right now. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, so we primarily work with people who are retired or retiring soon. And so if that's you, this show is designed for you. And also, all that we do is designed to help people achieve two goals that we have. One is for your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, for you to have financial peace of mind. And of course, in what's going on right now, both of those are difficult to attain, to say the least. And so, you know, one of the things that we believe in is that when the stock market is, when investments are falling like a stone, and they can put our clients' ability to remain retired or to retire in the first place at risk, that's when we think that we don't want to play anymore. And that's why we have in our firm a philosophy that we call invest and protect. And it's counter to the philosophy of buy, hold, which says that if you have a diversified portfolio of quality investments and you rebalance and you just wait out the storm, that everything will be okay. Now, we believe that that's fine for a 20 or 30 or maybe even a 40-year-old, but we believe that once you get over 50 and you're contemplating retirement or you are already retired, that that philosophy just doesn't apply anymore. And so, because of that, we counseled our clients to get out of equities, all stocks, in earlier this month, and we're sitting with that money in government bond money market fund. Now, as I described in the early part of the show, a lot of what's happening right now is very similar from the behavior of the market, the behavior of the stock market, the S&P 500 index, and also the bond markets are behaving very similarly from the standpoint of liquidity drying up and all that kind of stuff. And so right now, the team that was in place when we had our clients out of all stocks, and in fact, at one point, we had gotten out of all bonds as well in 2008, all other than the money market fund, is still the team that is running our company, the decision-making that we're making right now. The same four people, of which I am one, of course, are still doing that. We're helping as much as we can to guide our clients through what's going on right now as we did then. Now, if you would like to avail yourself of our, we want to help you if we can, okay? We want to do what we can to help during this time. And so if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and you can meet with an advisor. We'll visit with you at no charge or obligation. We'll talk about what we think you should do now. We'll help you to walk through all the logical things that you should be thinking about and help you to make some decisions. If it helps you, that's great. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. There's no charge or obligation for that. And we'll part friends regardless.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you're welcome. And that's our website is rpoa.com. Now, our philosophy of selling is counter, as I said, to the traditional buy and hold philosophy. And so I've written a book, which I encourage you to buy. All proceeds go to charity from that. It's called Buy, Hold, and Sell. And the number one myth, in my opinion, that you hear is the market always comes back, and therefore don't worry about it, just play through. Well, it's true so far. There's no guarantee that this will happen every time, but so far, during the Great Depression, the stock market, the Dow Jones, went down 92%. And yes, it did come back, but it took 25 years to come back. It didn't get back to even until 1954 from 1929, 25 years. Now, more recently, Y2K, that stock market crash, it took 7 years. It crashed in Y2K. It was 2007 when it got back to even. And then it crashed in 2008 after that. And then it took 5 years to get back. It was 2013 before the S&P stock market got back to where it was before that crash. So my question to you is, Can you afford to wait 25 years to get back to even? Can you afford to wait 7 years? Can you afford to even wait 5 years? And getting back to even also implies that you're not spending any of that money while you're waiting for it to get back to even, okay? Because the 2008 crash, if you had your money in stocks and, those stocks, and you had it in the S&P 500 index, which, by the way, you can't invest directly in the index. You'd have to buy a fund that does that or an ETF. But let's assume you did that and you lost 57% in 08 like it did, and it took 5 years to get back. If you're spending that money while you're living on it, it's not going to take 5 years to get back. Think about it. If you're draining the tub as it's being filled, it's not going to fill up as fast. Okay. In fact, farmers call that eating your seed corn. And if you eat enough of your seed corn, then when growth season comes, guess what? You don't have anything left to plant. And so that's the danger that we see of the buy hold philosophy, which is that when the market is when your investments are falling and you're drawing from them at the same time, you make it very, very, you're double whammying it on the way down, but then you put a ball and chain on it as it's trying to come back. And we can actually model out where it's very easy to run out of money in that scenario. So we don't want that for anybody. And that's why our philosophy is that you don't just buy and hold and hope it's going to come back, okay? That, hope and prayer is a wonderful thing, and we're not against it. But when it comes to your investments, that's something that we think that we shouldn't do, okay? We need to be more down to earth about it and in the real dollar crunching world when we do that. Now, again, our philosophy may be right for you, it may not be right for you. And our strategy of getting out of the market is not always correct. You know, no strategy is 100% correct. It did help to our clients to stay out of equities for almost a year and a half during the 2008. And currently we are out of equities, and it has helped us so far. But it also said to get out in 2018, and that was a short-lived one. It came back and turned out that it was not what we thought it would be. But you know what? We're okay with that. Better safe than sorry is our mantra. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll sit down with you and walk through what we think you should do. We'll help you to build a plan, and we'll do it at no charge or obligation. We can do it virtually, so you can do it over your computer from the safety of your home, okay? And we're home too, so we're in the safety of our own home as well. So take advantage of that. We want to help as many people as we can, okay? Now, also on our website, what we've got on there is some webinars that I think would be of interest to you if you are doing your retirement planning. And we'd also talk about in that webinar about our invest and protect strategy. We go into the logic behind it, why we think it's a good idea. You can also listen to the podcast of this show. If you haven't subscribed to it on iTunes, you can go to our website and listen to it there. Also, our weekly market alert email, I would encourage you to subscribe to that. It's at no charge. Again, we want to get as much information out to do our part to help people to weather this storm financially, since that's our expertise. That's where we can help. So that's what we're doing. So if you go to our website, we have a lot of resources available to you, from videos, podcasts, articles on things, and then, of course, the ability to meet with one of our retirement planners at no charge to you. Okay, so rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, but we're going to do it in reverse this time. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Rags to Riches with Tony Bennett. And on this show, we don't want that to happen. We are concerned when it comes to your estate planning that the opposite could happen, which is you go from riches to rags. We don't want that to happen to you. So this is the segment of the show where we talk about estate planning. And I am Ken Morafe, the host of this show. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And I am the founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people that are over 50 who are retired or who are retiring soon. And we now serve over 9,000 families in 43 states. And we are so honored, and it's such a blessing to be able to do that. And now, on this show, we want to help as many people as we possibly can to weather this storm that we're going through right now financially. And so over the course of this show, if you're just catching it in this segment, I encourage you to go to our website, rpoa.com, and listen to the podcast of this show, because I walk through essentially what we're walking through with our, or have walked through with our clients, and what we would do with you if you wanted to become a client. But either way, we want to help as much as we can, given that this is our expertise, this is where we can contribute to what's going on out there and help people get through this financially. And so we went through a bunch of things, and the offer we have for you is that if you'd like to talk to one of our retirement planners, our advisors, you can, on our website, there's a link that says, I want to meet with an advisor. If you click on that, we'll sit down with you and we'll help you walk through all the decisions that you know you might want to be making right now. We'll do it at no charge or obligation. And we'll part friends. Whether we help you or not is irrelevant. We want to help you, but if we can't, that's fine too. So rpoa.com is our website. Now, this is the part of the show, as I said, that we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. But given what's going on, I thought I would turn the tables on that. I'm of the age where I have college children, and you know, they've been going on spring break, and they're coming home from school now, and all those kind of stuff. You know, with all the quarantining, you know, you may have kids coming home. And so, you know, normally when we talk about estate planning, we're talking about passing on to your kids the fruits of your labor in the least tax, most cost-efficient way. But I think what I want to talk about in this segment is how not to have your kids pass on to you the virus that, you know, they may be carrying and they have no symptoms. So what we're doing, we have our daughter coming home here soon, and when she comes home, we told her, you're going to be quarantined for 14 days. You know, we don't want you to give us something, you know, that we don't want. So when she gets home, she's going to be in her bedroom for 2 weeks, and you know, we're essentially going to feed her, you know, under the door, you know, talk through the door, text and FaceTime, even though we're in the same house. You know, we're going to do that. It's crazy to be doing that kind of stuff, but you got to take this seriously. And you know, the one thing that the health people are so concerned about is that young people feel like they're invulnerable, this isn't their problem, and so they're not taking the same precautions, and they may be asymptomatic. You know, they may have it, they may be a carrier, but they're not showing that, and they're bringing it home and giving it to their parents. So that's a thing that we want to avoid. So I would recommend that if you do have kids coming home, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about this. I'm just telling you what we're going to do. And that is that she's going to sit in her room. And she's happy to do that. You know, if she has her computer and her phone, she can text and FaceTime. You know, she can do that. In fact,
you're the best mom in the whole world.
I just have to tell you that the person producing this show is my wife, and that's why she played that that drop right there. She's playing a drop to herself. So Jack, who is my normal producer, we decided it would be best if he didn't come in to the studio. In fact, the studio is deserted. We're the only people here, my wife and me. But anyway, yeah, so when it comes to children coming into your home, or anybody for that matter, be aware that they could be bringing the virus with you. So, you know, you got to wipe everything down, spray it down, have them wash their hands. Don't share common surfaces with them for at least 2 weeks. Quarantine them. If they're coming in from the outside, you know, they could be bringing something in that could harm you and just make them sick. So we don't want that. So therefore, that's what I would recommend. Again, I'm not a health official. I am just a guy on the radio trying to get through this just as you are with your family. So once again, you know, we want to do all we can to help in these times. The thing that is our expertise is retirement planning, so we want to do that to help as many of you as possible. So all I can do to do that is I can do this radio show for you and give you my thoughts. My market alert email, which has a video that we put out. Normally, we put that out once a week, but I think I've put out six of them in the last 2 weeks. If you're not getting that and you want to get my latest thinking on what's going on, it's at no charge. You can get that on our website, rpoa.com. We've prominently displayed where you can subscribe to that. Again, no charge. And then also, if you want to visit with one of our retirement planners, we're doing it virtually right now. Obviously, you know, face-to-face stuff is not the best idea. For those of you who are technology challenged, don't worry about it, okay? If you want to visit with one of our people, we'll show you how to do it. It's very, very simple, and we'll help you to organize a video conference. And you'll, if you don't know how to do it, you'll be joining the new age revolution of video conferencing. And it'll be fun, and hopefully we can help you to guide you through all this stuff. So our website, again, is it's retirementplannersofamerica.com. If you want to write all that out, that works. But if you want to shorten it, it's rpoa.com. Well, I cannot believe how fast it's gone, but this show is over, and I want to thank my producer extraordinaire, my wife, Faye. Oh, a kiss, huh? Okay, thank you. And that was a virtual kiss, because with all that's going on, no real kissing, right? So anyway, thank you for listening to the show. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.